Today's Mess Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for the water cooler conversation. And Jill, I think that it could possibly be a record for the shortest marriage ever.
Ooh, shorter. I feel like Britney Spears had a really short one.
Yeah.
That beat hers.
Uh-huh. I know it's the shortest one in Kuwait, but it may be the shortest one in the world.
Oh, do tell.
Well, it's a newlywed couple in Kuwait. They recently made history for having the shortest marriage in their country's existence because they called it quits literally 3 minutes after getting hitched.
Yep, that would probably be the shortest one.
Yeah.
Does it even count as a marriage then?
Oh, well, see, I look at it at that point. I don't know what the rules
are
in Kuwait.
3 minutes? What led up to that?
All right, well, I'll tell you exactly what happened here. Apparently, the couple, they just signed their marriage contract in front of a judge, and they were walking out of the courthouse, and the bride accidentally tripped. Divorce. Done.
What?
Yeah.
Because she tripped?
Yeah.
I'm going to go punch that guy in his face. What a loser sauce.
Yeah, because he thought she was clumsy and, you know.
Right, now she's not good enough for you?
Nope, not that. Instead of helping her up, the groom reportedly just stood there and called her stupid for slipping.
Oh, and then she divorced him.
She did. That was apparently too much for the woman. She turned around and asked the judge to dissolve the marriage on spot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, so the news quickly went viral on Twitter. Most commenters joking and ridiculing the couple for wasting the judge's time.
For real.
It's like, well, yeah, but he still got paid, I'm sure. It's like, all right. Matter of fact,
you know, he probably just rolled his eyes like, oh, here I go.
I could have told you guys this wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
You
know?
and then, of course, there was someone that took the bride's side saying, hey, she made the right call because the groom insulted her so early into their marriage. Who knows what it would have done later on?
Right.
Yeah.
True.
And so it's just funny. I mean, she obviously had to be having some second thoughts to begin with.
Well, yeah. And then you're wondering, though, what kind of marriage it is. Like, was it one where you don't meet each other until you get married?
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, no way. Not doing that.
All of a sudden, sits there, falls. He's like, well, you're stupid. Really?
What a jerk.
Really? And she's just looking at him like, probably just sitting there waiting in her wedding gown. Thinking, are you going to help
me or
what?
Sounds a little different than a typical wedding. However,
it does.
Good for her regardless.
And so,
it sounds like a loser.
Right. Somebody said a marriage with no respect is a failed one right from the beginning.
Thanks for your 2 cents.
Yeah, right. It's like,
we are aware.
Right. If we didn't figure that out on our own, we're like the groom, you know? And so I'm sure that now the future's like, well, have you ever been married before? Well,
define marriage.
Yeah, so, briefly.
For a hot second.
Very briefly. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.